HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. First of all, let me quickly apologize for all the episodes that we have missed in the last almost 6 months now. But we are back in office and we are pretty much ready to get this show back on the road again. In the coming weeks, you will hear interviews with dignitaries in the industry, reviews, and pretty much everything else you guys used to hear on TechCetra before this. But before we get to all of that, we spent this week's episode on Twitter. It's been less than a month since billionaire Elon Musk got a 9.2% stake of Twitter. And since then, Musk now owns Twitter. He spent $44 billion to buy the microblogging platform. And he plans to take it private, which means that the public company will now go back to becoming a private company. And he has a bunch of changes planned for Twitter. Or at least that's what he has said. What we plan to do today is break down what Elon Musk has planned for Twitter and how it will affect us. And of course, the biggest of the changes that he plans to make is that he wants to make Twitter a bastion for free speech. Which, if you ask me, is easier said than done. One, because free speech is not something billionaires decide, and it's not something platforms decide. It's actually something that is well ingrained in every law. Any country's constitution defines what free speech means. For example, India says that free speech is not an absolute right. Just because you have the right to free speech does not mean you can say anything you want. There are certain exceptions to it, which can actually even land you in jail. So when Elon Musk says that he is going to make it a bastion of free speech, it might be easier said than done. Let me quickly take what Elon Musk himself said about free speech when he filed the SEC filing for buying Twitter. I invested in Twitter as I believe in its potential to be the platform for free speech around the globe, and I believe free speech is societal imperative for a functioning democracy. He's very right. Except that every democracy has its own rules, and free speech for Twitter may not mean free speech for a country. And Musk will have to face governments when he's trying to do all of this. Now, every platform has its rules today, and those rules are often in contention with a government's policies and laws. But let me point out quickly what Joan Donovan, who is the research director at the Howard Kennedy School's Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy, said on April 25th. She's of course an expert in all of this, and what she said is that the mandate for free speech can actually reduce content moderation on Twitter and increase hate speech and harassment. And the reason for this is simple, because it's very difficult to figure out what is free speech and what is not. For example, Donald Trump has been taken off Twitter for violating the company's policies. And there is widespread speculation that he might be brought back under Trump. And of course, there will be a debate on whether this is correct or not. Now, Donovan also said that all of this might lead to a mass exodus from Twitter. That is, if there is a viable alternative to Twitter. And that actually may be possible under Musk, because one of the things that Musk has said is that he wants to open source Twitter's algorithm. This is the ranking algorithm that decides what content goes where, when you see it, when you don't, and so on. It's basically the main intellectual property behind almost every social media platform. Open sourcing an algorithm means that you will be able to see what that algorithm is. You will be able to see the actual code. And on the one hand, this means that there will be more copycats of Twitter. And no, I'm not talking about Mastodon. But on the other hand, open sourcing the code does not necessarily mean that we will understand how content is ranked. You see, it's a very well-known thing that AI algorithms that are coded by a programmer often change themselves so much that even the original programmer cannot recognize the algorithm. That is why they're called neural networks, because they function like the human brain. They make decisions, and it's often very, very difficult for programmers themselves to tell why an algorithm took a decision. Given that scenario, just looking at the code will not tell us why the AI is doing what it's doing. More importantly, we don't know what Twitter is going to show us. And we can pretty much be sure that Twitter is not going to show us the policies that affect the algorithm's decision. So if you're thinking that open sourcing the code is going to bring even more free speech and you will be able to tell exactly why something is taken down or something is not getting visibility, that is not going to happen. Now, algorithms aside, Musk has also been a huge proponent of cryptocurrencies, just like Jack Dorsey, who was the original founder of Twitter. And Musk is expected to bring a lot of crypto-related features on Twitter. Again, Twitter has been working on crypto features already. For example, if you own NFTs, you can use them as profile pictures on Twitter. If you own crypto, you can use them for some specific kinds of payment. Now, what Musk has suggested is that Twitter Blue, which is the subscription feature for Twitter, should be cheaper and it should be available for cryptocurrencies as well. This is a part where we don't really know what will happen in future, but we can sort of be sure that crypto-related features will increase. If not, at least what Twitter had in its roadmap will at least be done faster. Now, we're done with crypto, we're done with open sourcing the algorithm, we're done with free speech, but Musk has made another big promise. And this is actually a promise that goes back almost as long as we have had devices. Musk says that he's going to defeat spam bots or he's going to die trying. And unfortunately, he might have to die trying, because this is not a problem for social media or the internet alone. It's a problem for telephone carriers. It's a problem for pretty much any communication means. After all, we have had the DND database from the telecom regulators for years, but we still do get spam calls, don't we? According to Twitter's own transparency reports, the company got 5.1 million spam reports between January and June 2021 alone. In 2017, there was a research that said that about 48 million accounts on Twitter were bot accounts. Which means that this is not a problem that started today, neither is it a problem that's very easy to fix. Having said that, Twitter has started something called bot labels, which means that good bots or bots that are used for a specific purpose, for example news, can be labeled as bots. In the long run, we may have more good bots than bad bots, but it does not seem like Musk will be able to just balance the two very easily. So the bottom line to all of this is that Musk has a long, long road ahead of him. Even if he takes Twitter private, which he has said he will, he wants to make it a bastion of free speech. I personally don't see a lot changing right away. What will change in the short run is that there will be a lot of opinions, there will be a lot of misinformation, and there will be a lot of changes in Twitter structure, people who work there, and all of that. In fact, Parag Agarwal, who's the CEO of Twitter, has said that this is a period of uncertainty for Twitter. But let's face it, we the users don't really care what happens there, as long as we know what happens to the platform. And for that, we'll probably have to wait for a few more months, if not for some years. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.